I'm surprised.
I'm still dancing.
They're just dancing.
Totally dancing. My Beyonce thought. Yes, she is. Ah, welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
And I am Corey.
And I'm Ginger.
You know what?
People are going to start believing us.
Yes. I called Comcast the other day. Did I tell you this already? I might have told you off the air. If not, I'll tell you on air. I was singing this. No, I was singing Diva, Beyonce. And I didn't know that they were listening to me. They were listening to me at Comcast. And then when I stopped, they were like, keep going. I was like, what? Oh! I was on hold.
Awesome.
So thank you. Comcast is really trying to keep my business. Complimented me and everything.
Yes.
I love this song. Oh, I'm all excited now. Let's do this. Let's do the news.
Do this. That is the way to start the morning right there. Yes.
A hump day.
Hump day. Get your hump on.
Preferably not in the office. We don't want you tired. We make an empowerment song that says, you know, earn your money and then we get tired. Not a good idea. Ladies, gentlemen. Welcome to the Thunder Dome. No. I am out of control all of a sudden. I haven't even had any caffeine, believe it or not.
I have. I'm sitting here looking at my diet Dr. Pepper with cherry.
Ooh. I don't know about the diet, but I could get with the cherry and the Dr. Pepper. That is good. You know, people ignore some of the... I don't know if they still don't sell Dr. Pepper, but a lot of them don't get it. Let me just tell y'all, you don't know what you're missing.
And even worse is those people up north, those poor, poor souls have never had the Dublin Dr. Pepper, the stuff with the pure cane sugar.
That, oh, yes. Ooh. Let me tell you how much I love pure cane sugar. Yesterday at the gas station, a guy parked his truck next to me, and I thought it was cane, sugar cane. Those of you who've never lived on a farm or around a farm don't know what it is. But it was, I thought it was sugar cane, and I was going to steal a stalk and put it in my truck. And then I decided... I decided to just ask him because at some point, you know, when I got around the other side, it didn't look like sugar cane. It turns out it was bamboo, so good thing I didn't steal it, but it did look a lot. That was some thick bamboo. It looked really a lot like sugar cane.
Sure, steal some of that. You have no idea how much that stuff sells for.
That's probably why he had a truck full. That he did not. He said if it was sugar cane, I would have let you have it. I'd have loaded it all up for you. I was like, dude, don't play with me.
I know, I love it. We don't have any stores like that around here, but back in my hometown, we had a store that had a huge produce section, and they always had the pure cane sugar there. Oh, I love that, the sugar cane. Oh, that's so good. You break a piece of that off, you chew
it.
Oh.
see, everybody's like, people in North are like, what the hell? Yeah, you break it off, you chew it, and it's sweeter than any sugar you've ever tasted, and not too bad for you. You don't need that much of it either. Once you've eaten a few bites, you're like, okay, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
My sugar quota for the day. Well, in other news, before we jump into the gaming news, I do need to let you all know that the apocalypse has been rescheduled for October the 11th. Yes, that crazy old man.
No. Crazy old man, you need to reschedule. That is 2 days before my birthday. You're not having the end of the... All right, well, you know, it is the milestone birthday this year, so I guess I shouldn't bitch... Well, shouldn't brag too much about it being before, but that is 2 days before my birthday, and I am claiming that day as nothing but gaming. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't even so much as breathe in my vicinity. I am gaming.
Amen. Well, I was going to say we need to game anyway since it's going to be the last day. So we did last time.
2 days. 2 days before my birthday.
Well, you'll...
October 13th, for those of y'all who are going to, you know, stalk me and send me goodies.
That's right. Get the presents together. Just so you all know, yeah. Again, if you... I think that's the way to go out. If you're going to die, I might as well do it with a controller in my hand. So,
Yeah. Well, that would be one of the number one ways to go. That's not the way I'd want to echo out of the world. No, no.
Well,
I've got others for that. If you're gonna go,
a family news show. Thank you. And both could be done, by the way. Control it in your hand and okay.
Oh no, that is hot right there.
I can think of a whole other.
Just made every guy who's listening melt. They're like, a girl who wants to game and do that at the same time. Oh. There's a reason why they're vibrating controllers.
Oh. All right. Yeah. A quick update from the Twitterverse. Those of you who love you some, I'm going to skip over that. Those of you who have your rock band like I do should know that if you want to win a copy or a download of a Lady Gaga song for your rock band, go ahead and follow at rockband.com for your chance to win. And they just announced this, so you are, yeah, I mean, literally 3 minutes ago. So jump on the bandwagon. It is at rockband. So just go ahead and follow them and tell them we sent you.
Yay.
Adinger, what you got?
I've got our show playing in my ear. I got to stop. There we go. I've got E3. Yes, I do.
Sounds like a personal problem.
They got a cream for that. All right. GamePolitics.com. Sorry, guys. I am all out of order this morning.
Right.
E3's financial impact on Los Angeles. In case you didn't know or need a reminder, I cannot talk. I don't know what my deal is. In case you didn't know or need a reminder, the ESA issued a press release today pointing out that the Electronic Entertainment Expo returns to Los Angeles in early June. The annual event dedicated to the interactive entertainment industry takes place June 7th through the 9th at the Los Angeles Convention Center. The press release was more about the impact of the event has on Los Angeles than the industry. The event expects to draw tens of thousands of attendees, which will result in millions of dollars for Los Angeles. According to the ESA, 28,000 hotel room nights have been booked to date, and an estimated $25.1 million in revenue will be generated. Because of the sheer volume of attendees, many major downtown hotels, as well as properties in San Fernando Valley and Hollywood, will also generate a revenue from the show. Naturally, city officials are delighted with E3's effect on local businesses. Mark Lieberman, president and CEO of LA Incorporated, the Los Angeles Convention and Visitors Bureau, says, "We're proud to be the host city once again for E3. This is the world's premier trade show for computer and video games, as well as related products. And Los Angeles is one of the leading cities when it comes to technology. We look forward to E3's return next month." I'm going to kill your name, and I'm sorry. Horia Abbasi, CEO and General Manager of the Los Angeles Convention Center, says, "The Electronic Entertainment Expo has increasingly solidified its position as one of the most significant anchor tenants of the LACC. We are proud to host such a leading-edge event for the leading minds of the interactive entertainment industry. E3 is a trade-only event for software developers, buyers, retailers, programmers, distributors, entertainment industry representatives, financiers, venture capitalists, imports, manufacturers, educators, analysts, and members of the media. So in other words, if you're just a regular gamer, don't go to E3. We don't want you there."
Thank you, somebody, for saying that, because a lot of people don't get – that's part of the reason why – I know Ginger's like, it's my first year, I want to go. That's part of the reason why I don't want to go.
I'm going to go next year.
Yes, next year we will send you, and Blaster would be good to go because
we would have Blast.
Yes, no, you think you'd have a blast? Yeah, when you come back, you won't want to go back to E3 either. But everybody says it till they go, especially if you're a serious site. Those of you who are gamers masquerading as journalists will not have a good time. Sorry, or you will have a good time. But us real journalists are working. We are walking the floor. We are talking to everybody. We're losing our voices. The blisters on our feet.
I cannot wait. I can't. That sounds amazing to me. And I know it's because I've not been. But to get to meet these guys and meet these girls and get to see what's coming out and see the technology and play with it before anybody else, even though you only get, a couple of minutes to actually see and touch it, if you get to touch it at all.
Depends on who you are, and we tend to have a good rapport, especially with Blaster. See, this is E3 is where Blaster becomes our secret weapon because he's so tall and so blonde, and most of the PR people are women, and he's a good-looking guy, so they tend to give us a lot more time than we would normally get. This is why we have our token males.
Well, let me readjust my secret weapons.
those won't work for you at E3. PAX, those won't work for you. Where we are the secret weapon. They're called Fluffy Kicks. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm totally. I've already got planned out. I've got my I Love Nerds shirt, which is like a V-cut. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She is ready.
Straight to the front of the line, baby.
She is ready. Well, I do want to share something with you. I meant to share yesterday that I got in the in my email from the ECA. As you know, I'm one of the co-presidents of the local ECA chapter. Well, ECA and Red Bull are pairing up and pushing through a new promotion. So what does that mean? It means right now for you to join the ECA is absolutely 100% free.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So if you don't have a membership, there is no excuse for you now. Drop on by theeca.org or it's theeca.com and sign up. Get yourself an ECA card. And it has some great discounts. You get discounts on hotels, rental cars, food, your games in certain places. Just sign up. I think I'm a founding member. I have I got to clean up around here. Yeah, it's time for gamer spring cleaning. Ironically enough, my living room is filled with bags and bags of old game boxes, the ones I'm going to make the artwork out of. Yeah, that's what's in my living room. Anyway, okay, so that is that story. I'm rambling today, so you can tell I feel good. All right, my other thing I got today from our people over at Funcom, who we absolutely adore, is the Age of Conan. Well, we told you yesterday that some of the they were releasing some new content to go along with the movie. Well, that's not all they're doing. They're moving to a free-to-play model.
Oh, see, now that might bring me back to play.
Yay!
Because I'm sure as hell not paying for that game.
It was a difficult game to play, I will not lie. I don't think I leveled that often, which is okay for me. I like difficult things. I like a challenge, so I wasn't too upset about that. But it got to be too difficult. You cannot level by yourself. That's just the end of it. You cannot level by yourself. But they're saying free and unrated is what they're calling. So Funcom is saying they are excited to announce that the award-winning and critically acclaimed massively multiplayer online game Age of Conan Hyborian Adventures will receive a digital relaunch this summer under a new name. And this is not the name that we told you yesterday. The one yesterday has to do with the movie. This one is going to be called Age of Conan Unrated, as well as they're going to be reaffirming their position as the sexiest and most savage MMO in the world. And it is kind of sexy. We'll also feature a hybrid business model allowing anyone to freely roam the vast lands of Hyboria either as a free player or premium subscribers with access to extra content. They're saying at current they have over 1.4 million copies sold. They've gotten glowing reviews for both the core game gamers as well as for the core game as well as the expansions and a healthy player base that they've had since 2008. So that's it. There's no doubt that Age of Conan has become a true success story for Funcom. I liked Anarchy Online. I think that was successful for you guys. They were the first ones to do the digital download for an MMO. Really? Yeah, amazing. The head of sales and marketing, Morten Larsen, who's been there forever. Wow. He's the one that came on our show, I believe. Yeah, way back when. He says, now
for me.
Way before Ginger, but definitely not better than Ginger. So he's saying now we turn to another chapter in the story as we thrust Age of Conan Unrated into the world of free-to-play games. I got to stop doing that. It's a warning. There's a gaming space that's becoming rapidly more popular and profitable across the board. The new business model, of course, will give players the opportunity to choose whether they want to play for free or become premium subscribers. And Funcom is also introducing an in-game store to the game where both free players and premium subscribers can purchase exclusive content such as weaponry and mounts. For a full overview of what differs from the free and premium offerings, you can visit their website for frequently asked questions, their community website, and I'm going to put a link up for that for you if they send over to us. You should also know that, much like our other favorite MMO, Age of Conan is M, rated M. If you are under the age of 18, please do not tra-la-la your little butt into the game, and we will be able to pick you out easily because when you are underage and you're being stupid, you act underage and stupid. So we'll pick you out, and you're out of there.
That sounds familiar. I had a conversation with a guy about that the other night.
How do older people know when you're younger? Just something about the way you act.
Yeah. How did you know I was so young? Nah. Obvious.
Words that you use, and it's not that you're using hip words, it's your frequency of use that gives you away, or not spelling properly. Laters is not spelled with a Z. I know it looks cute, but it's an S. It's not even a proper word to use for one, but laters. Not being able to spell out your words using text-to-speak.
Yes. Text-to-speak annoys me and makes me want to claw out your eyes and rip off my own ears.
And that is why Ginger is here with us, because she understands that I hate text-to-speak.
Can I tell a story about the girl? Well, no, I guess that's a different show.
Oh,
the girl who applied for Game of Matrix and wrote you that way?
Yeah, a whole resume and letter in text-to-speak. I'm sorry, I took your story, didn't I?
You did. Oh, cannot believe. It was more your story. You lived it.
Don't cut at me.
All right. Well, speaking of stories, I guess we better get back to some news. I think that's why the people come. Maybe it's for the fluffy cakes.
Mm-hmm.
League of Legends gets community-driven justice system.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We talked about that game a while back. I was looking forward to playing that.
Well, I kind of got told I was playing it. All right. So the tribunal has spoken, or they soon will. Riot Games has put together a justice system for its popular online strategy RPG game, League of Legends. The new tribunal feature on the game's website lets the game's community review cases of feeding, verbal harassment, and other in-game shenanigans, and then punish players who go too far. The only catch is that in order to use the system, you have to be over level 30 and haven't been banned. That's not so bad. Steve Meskin, Director of Community Relations for Riot Games, says, "Our goal is to provide an excellent gaming experience for our entire community. And because the words and actions of players have an impact on that experience, we must take reports of player harassment very seriously. We feel the tribunal is a very creative approach to policing player conduct. It incentivizes members of our community to moderate the behavior of their peers, creating a simple and fair system to enforce our standards of conduct." Available from the account control panel on the League of Legends website, the tribunal system shows participants a randomly assigned harassment report to review. Participants are presented with relevant information, including chat logs and player stats, to aid in reaching a decision. At this point, they may vote to either punish or pardon the reported player. If a reported player receives the requisite number of guilty votes, their account will automatically incur a temporary ban. Tribunal reviewers who cast their votes along with the majority will be rewarded with influence points at the virtual currency of Leagues of Legends, and thanks for their service to the community. The company says that auditors from the Riot Game customer support team will constantly review the system for accuracy and fairness. Find out more about this new system by checking out LeagueofLegends.com, which I've played. It's not a bad game. It's just not my cup of tea. Actually, very pretty, too. Now, this whole tribunal system, I'm not too sure what I think about. I'm a little bit worried about players
abusing the power.
Abusing the power, trying to play God, teaming up and ganging up on people. Bullies. Yeah. And we are all trolls over here on the internet. Love us, hate us, whatever. But I'm a little bit worried about this being abused. But hopefully, it won't be that bad.
I like both love and hate the idea. I think the fact that they're instituting the rules of that you have to have been good yourself, you can't have any infractions, will hopefully help people not abuse power.
This is true. And it's not going to allow just anybody. You can't make up a random amount, because it is a free-to-play game, and just team up on somebody. You have
level 30 and have been good.
This time. Mm-hmm, exactly.
I think the level's higher. I think it should be around 60. Just so you mean business. I'm serious.
I'm not quite for sure what the level cap is.
I think it should be around.
Yeah.
Well, interesting thing I'm going to put up a little later, I'm going to mention, so you can stop by and check it out. Those of you who aren't listening live may want to check this out later, but I just found this thing on Etsy. It is a Left 4 Dead special infected boomer necklace. Yes, I'll be posting that up to share with you, and it's from our homies over at Girl Gamers UK. Hot ladies. Like your website. Nice. All right, so and go check them out. Tell them we sent you. See, we give love to our girls. Ginger's going over now. Girl, let me go ahead and give you a link, because if I don't, she's just going to sit there looking for it.
So true. I'm going to be like, where is it? Where is it?
Yeah, so there you go. There you go. And the rest of you can check the site if you're not listening. If you're listening live, it'll be a little bit before I get to put it up. But, yeah, nice. I think I want that. And I want, like, a really cute summer dress to go with it and some shoes just to throw some people off.
That would be awesome.
Just to mess y'all's head up. All right. On to the next news. Well,
there's a punk dress I came upon that I'm very tempted. Oh, that is.
Is that cute?
That is awesome.
It's cute, right? It's cute.
What a trinketing.
I'm not sure what it is, but I think I want it. I think I want it. All right. I think you talked about the financial impact of E3 on LA, yeah?
I did.
You did. I want to make sure. So much news, so little time. Well, this was interesting that I saw this morning. Take-Two Interactive is saying they're securing their rock star talent. In other words, y'all ain't going nowhere. And how they do this, they made a profit. So Red Dead Redemption publisher Take-Two has swung to a profit of $53.8 million for the financial year that's ended just on March 31st, compared to a loss that they'd taken this time last year of $108.1 million for the same period last year. Sales were up 49% to the $1.14 billion, and the company announced that it has secured key Rockstar Games and Zelnick Media talent going forward, which means EA, don't even think about it. Dan Houser, and Leslie Biggins have renewed their long-term employment agreements with Take-Two on similar economic terms, locking in the creators of Red Dead Redemption and Grand Theft Auto for future titles. Awesome, because when you keep the same people, you get the same. Love it. So Zelnick Media, owned by Chairman and CEO Zelnick, will continue to provide management and financial services to Take-Two for the next 4 years, so May 2015. That's people who's got job security, right? People. I says we've generated revenue growth and margin expansion that consistently exceeded expectations, and we also took action to position the company for even greater success over long-term, commented Zelnick. Recent achievements include extending the employment agreements with Rockstar's key creative talent, renewing our multi-year partnerships with the NBA. Yeah, EA, take that. And entering into two new partnerships to develop online games for Asian markets. According to the company, Red Dead Redemption has now sold over 8.5 million units worldwide, and I'm still waiting to get my copy. It would not discuss early figures for the recently released L.A. Noire, but noted the game had sold exceedingly well. I likes to hear that. That means our peoples are going to get their jobs, and I get my GTA 4 soon. Yeah, 5. I'm 5, not 4, 5. Because I live for the Liberty City people. Oh, I can't wait to go back.
She does. She's got to run her over some people.
I don't run over the people. I just like to drive. I put the radio on and just drive.
Very nice.
Can't get to New York often, and it's a very New York-esque. Can I just say, GTA people, can we do one in Texas, please? We got some crime stuff here. Come.
Yes, we do. You ever been to Dallas?
We don't want to do Dallas, though. They already have too much. Town, or you come to my town. I think you should do like a hybrid Hershey expansion where you drive over to Hershey. You know, I'm doing game design. Ironically, our new friends over at Geek Fight asking us to help design one of the cards for they're looking to put a geek girl into the game. So, yay! Bless you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't mute.
You were about to laugh and sneeze. I get it.
I had too many windows, but I couldn't get my Skype open. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, see. That's why I'm using my lovely, what headset is this? I'm not even going to say their names on the air. I'm mad at them. I'll contact him later. I'll tell you guys who headset I'm using. It has a mute on it, so. But I'm not going to say their name, because I'm mad at him since PAX. You, who you are.
That part is, like, on the floor, so I can reach it.
Mm-hmm. Clip it to your clothes. Oh, you're not wearing any. Mm-hmm. Naked news.
Naked news. Hell yeah.
So what else you got?
Well, I have been guilty of doing the news in my pajamas. I've never done it naked.
Well, I'm going to play the fifth.
Everything.
I'm going to play the fifth. Ginger, what you got?
That's hot right there. I've got a fishing game. Mm-hmm. We love some fishing. Corey and I love us fishing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Speaking of, I never did get that one for Facebook. You need to send it to me.
Run away.
All right, so leap into a new dimension in fishing this June. Natsumi Incorporated, a worldwide developer and publisher of family-oriented video games, announced today that Real Fishing Paradise 3D for the Nintendo 3DS has gone gold and will be released on June 28, 2011. Real Fishing Paradise 3D will retail at an MSRP of $29.99 and is rated E for everyone by the ESRB. Hiro Makiwa, president and CEO at Natsumi, says Real Fishing Paradise 3D delivers an experience that couldn't exist on any system but the Nintendo 3DST. With gorgeous 3D environments and fish that leap off the screen, dude, this is a fishing game like none you've ever seen before. He's right. I was just looking at the pictures. Oh, so pretty. Real Fishing Paradise 3D takes players to 15 stunning fishing locales in their quest to become master anglers. They'll fish tranquil lakes, rocky coasts, flooded forest, and more, all rendered in eye-popping 3D that brings every leaping fish and splash of water to life. A huge variety of fish will test the expertise of even the most seasoned fishing veterans, from wily largemouth bass to powerful bluefin tuna. Players can choose from more than 100 pieces of tackle and three styles of fishing, lure, fly, and bait. With so much to see and do, Real Fishing Paradise 3D is a game that will have players hooked. And I cannot wait. For more information on Real Fishing Paradise 3D for the Nintendo 3DST, you can visit Natsumi.com. They're also on Facebook and Twitter. So awesome. Nintendo, please, 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 for the love of Bob and all his noodliness wonder, send me a Nintendo 3DS. Please, come on, please.
Ah, darling. We'll get there. We'll get there. Breathe. Yeah, that's our UK. I got too many UK friends. We're going to wind up in the UK somehow.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how it's going to happen.
Yeah, so tell me about these UK friends, Corey.
Mm-hmm. You know you're getting faced, right? You know this. Just so you know that you are getting faced. I just want to make sure you know.
That's fine. You can face all you want. Mm-hmm. I'm still taunting you.
Are you taunting me?
Taunting.
Why are you taunting me? Don't you love me, Ginger?
I do love you, but it's even more amusing that you, like, collect UK people.
I do. I'm trying.
I like Pokemon for adults.
It is. It's like UK Pokemon. I choose you. I choose you, the boy. anyway.
Brick Superman. I love you, Corey.
Birds of Steel. Yes, I meant birds. We're not talking about Duke Nukem. Talking about Birds of Steel taking to the skies. Konami and Gaijin Entertainment take the shocks off. Stunning World War II combat epic. Konami Digital has announced a new blend of flight combat and battle theater genres with the advent of Birds of Steel for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 video game
not
entertainment.
Not confused with Buns of Steel.
Or Balls of Steel.
Oh!
Birds of Steel is a breathtaking combat simulator featuring some of the most pivotal air battles of World War II, including the Battle of Midway, Guadalcanal, Coral Sea, and the historic attack on Pearl Harbor, and the Mediterranean, Maltese Island, Germany's Ruhr Valley, and others. Players can select how detailed they want each campaign to be and are offered a wealth of single and multiplayer campaigns. I want to play this. I love me some flying and shooting people out of the sky. I'm telling you. Birds of Steel, of course, offers 20 historical and a wealth of fictitious missions spanning 8 world-famous campaigns. Users are given access to over 100 famous planes. Ooh, from the entire Axis and Allied Forces roster. A number of planes ideal for each campaign can be selected and have been faithfully recreated in terms of handling, capabilities, and weaponry. That's hot. This is what we need in schools right here. Historical lessons.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. The classic Spitfire, the P-51D Mustangs, and the Messerschmitt 109 are all lined up. Are all lined up for combat as players opt. Fight for allies. Who wrote this? Allies, you can also be allies, Japanese, or Axis forces. Hot. The game also features a breathtaking level of detail with weather effects of each war zone brilliantly brought to light. I gotta play this. While the handling and battle scarred planes are susceptible to damage and will suffer in terms of control accordingly, similar, a series of camera views allows players to witness their skills from a series of external views or within the varied cockpits of the 100 planes. The missions are presented in a pre-conflict briefing, and players can also see how their contributions related to the overall path of the scenario, with new planes available on the completion of specific goals. Birds of Steel also offers the user a number of control systems, ranging from simplistic arcade-style movements to entirely faithful control systems that offer total control over every aspect of flight. You're saying it also offers a huge online element. You can co-op missions along with your friends or enter massive multiplayer online dogfights to see who owns the skies. Oh, I must. What was that game that came out some years ago for Xbox? I used to like it. You fly, the fly thing. It got a little boring. And I always wanted something like this that I could play where it was, you know, it was dogfight. It was really, you know, trying to get away. I want this. Okay. Anyway, Birds of Steel will be available early 2012. I gotta wait.
You do have to wait.
That's gonna be forever. I want to play.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Konami, you are evil to give this to me today and then tell me I gotta wait. Where's my email? Okay. Well, anyway, we do have a lovely trailer that I'm gonna be uploading for you shortly thereafter, after I beat Ginger for her comments about steel men and stuff earlier. Oh, yes, you're going down, sister.
Not scared.
You're going down, sister.
If y'all don't hear from me tomorrow, it's because I'm buried in the backyard.
I'm buried in the backyard. You haven't seen the movie Snatch, have you?
Nope.
I keeps pigs. That's all you need to know. I'll explain to you about it later. All right. So.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm going to die.
There will be no traces. All right.
Ooh. All right. I've got some more news. Aegisoft and Arcadia Studios collaborate to bring the sci-fi treasure-hunting MMO Planet Arcadia to all new colonists. Arcadia Studios is officially launching the much-anticipated release of the next-generation sci-fi treasure-hunting online game Planet Arcadia today. They have also announced their collaboration with Aegisoft Online, Southeast Asia's leading online game publisher, to co-market the first sci-fi treasure hunting game, utilizing a real cash economy pegged to the U.S. dollar. The partnership will see Aegisoft marketing Planet Arcadia to its 38 million registered gamers and Arcadia Studios participating in launching Planet Arcadia in the Asia Games Festival 2011 Singapore from the 27th to the 29th of May 2011. It has been a breathtaking 18 months since Arcadia Studios started conceptualizing and developing Planet Arcadia. Planet Arcadia promises the new colonist gamers great excitement, challenges, and its incredibly realistic CryEngine 2 graphics that will blow their mind. They can interact with their friends and gamers around the world to hunt, prospect, and explore the alien ancient ruins of the planet. In Planet Arcadia, there are more than 30 professions colonists can engage in, where they can even use their entrepreneurial skills to build this new world with the opportunity to cash out their in-game profit into their real-life bank account. I think I might have to check that out.
What game is that again? Let's write that down.
PlanetArcadia.com.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Love to make the real money. Planet Arcadia. Let me write that down.
To add to this thrilling experience, colonists are able to sell their in-game skills or items to other colonists legitimately through a secure auction platform within the Entropia universe. Anyone can visit PlanetArcadia.com and download the game, which I'm opening right now, new planet and begin their adventures. The game operates on a microtransaction model and has no subscription fees. Ooh. There are many treasures to be unearthed, and now amongst the treasure troves, a new colonist can stand a chance to loot Alienware products, including Alienware MLX laptops.
What?
Planet Arcadia and take them home from the virtual to real world. Oh, I'm so
We are so in there.
Sherman Tan, chairman of Aegisoft Online, says, "We are pleased to be involved in the joint marketing efforts to bring Planet Arcadia to our gamers, which I am confident they will find the sci-fi treasure hunting game with real cash economy a mind-blowing experience." David Dobson, CEO and founder of Arcadia Studios, partnered with Swedish platform developer MindArk PEAB to create this exciting treasure hunting planet, which is part of Entropia Universe. He also brought together an international team of experienced game developers from Malaysia, Singapore, India, Korea, Australia, China, and the USA to create this fascinating revolutionary game. Throughout the planet, the colonists will be able to discover and be entertained by 3D environments inspired by concept art created by the world-renowned concept artist Feng Shu whilst hunting for the lucrative treasures. In his encouraging words, Dobson said, "Take your gaming skills to the next level and enjoy the new planet Arcadia, the real cash, real treasure, virtual universe." I do believe I will. Thank you. It's open right now. Downloading. So if I start being wonky, you know that's why.
Over here trying to post up stuff. Ginger's over there downloading. See, I haven't even touched Matrix Online. Or Dark Ages of Camelot. Man, it's just not enough.
I know. I've been slacking. I need to.
No, it's not even slacking. There's just not enough hours in the day. I need to be able to clone myself. I need about three of me is what I need. It would be perfect.
Story. One of us has been totally distracted, so yeah.
I'm always distracted. I have to have distractions because, yeah, I will get lost into the world somewhere. I have to stay tethered to the real world somehow.
I'm totally addicted to this zombie game over on Facebook, so.
Oh, yeah. Ginger, why don't you write that review up for that game?
I do believe I will. It is hot. I love it.
Digital Chocolate finally managed to pull me in. I love their name, but I didn't really like much of their games. But this one is, wow, that's epic. That's an epic game. Birds of Steel. I'm still stuck on my Birds of Steel story. I'm going to need for them to go ahead and make that.
Birds of Steel.
Okay.
Birds of Steel.
No, Birds of Steel. You know, here's the interesting thing I shared with Ginger last night, and it's a very small thing. Something horrible happened yesterday. You guys heard about all the hurricanes just north of us in Oklahoma. One of the things, I was watching CNN last night and saw a family they were interviewing who were managing to pull out things that had survived, things that they were, you know, taking with them. They got to keep a lot of their pictures, their DVDs. And guess what else survived?
What survived?
Their Wii.
That is awesome. Those little things are tough.
That's Nintendo products, all of their products. That's some damn good craftsmanship. I don't know what they make those things out of. We need them to make planes and everything else, the people at Nintendo. Their Wii survived. I saw it laying on top of the thing, and the guy at the camera apparently was a gamer because he specifically zoomed in on that. Everything else he just kind of scanned across when he got to the Wii. Zoom. And I said, that's a Wii. So we need to do something for our peoples up in Oklahoma. I don't know. We got a busy day ahead of us anyway, Ginger. Maybe we get with you guys next week. We may have something we want to do for our peoples in Oklahoma because Lord knows we're going to need them in a few months when the hurricanes come. Woo.
True story.
We got to get them back on their feet so we have a place to run to because, yeah.
We got nowhere to go now. I've got one of those storm shelters, and that whole storm yesterday was making me think, you know, I should probably clean that thing up and make sure that thing's ready because, wow. Orange clouds.
I know. I'm in a brick house. I was never happier to live in a brick house than I was, you know, during Hurricane Ike. So, and the thing I was telling somebody last night, the worst it is for them with the tornadoes, that means we're going to have some really bad hurricanes. Bad. They've had F5.
Weather this year is atrocious.
Yeah, it's today I think it's like something 80-some-odd degrees, which is unseasonably cool for Texas this time of the year. It should be in the 90s and 100s by now.
Yes.
So, yeah, be worried. We're afraid. I'm going outside to pick up my rocks and just be ready. I'm just not even going to waste time. Buy my water already. Put it in the garage. Just get it over with. All right. Back to the news and more upbeat things. Well,
is it your turn?
It's my turn.
All right.
It's my turn. I got 5 minutes. Well, did I mention Pride of Nations?
No, you didn't.
Well, they've released a walkthrough video, which is up on our site. They want you to get an insight to the upcoming historical strategy epic. Paradox Interactive, whom we adore, and Paradox France have today released a gameplay video walkthrough of their turn-based historical strategy game set in the colonial era. Of the 19th century. Pride of Nations is set to release on PC on June the 7th. Of course, the video is about 5 minutes, and it looks at one of the major powers of the Victorian era. I can never say that word right, ever. Era in France,
at the start of their industrial revolution way back in 1850. Also looking at key areas of the areas of control the player will have in the game, which will be military options, commerce, industrialization, colonization, and diplomacy. Okay, I'm in love already. Right of Nations, of course, is turn-based, which I'm not that happy about, set in the colonial era of 19th century, where you can take control of the country, and you guide it through industrialization, the military conquest, colonization, all that good stuff. They're saying, of course, some of the really outstanding features are that it's realistic. The historical gameplay is set on a global map. You'll be playing between 1850 and 1920. I think my great-papa was born then. You'll be the head of 8 different countries, each with their own personality and agenda, which is, of course, USA, Great Britain, Germany, France, Japan, Russia, Austria, Hungary, where Schwarzenegger's from, and Italy. You'll be able to engage in a detailed world economy with realistic components, experience the most original diplomacy model ever created for a grand strategy game, and discover an involved colonization and exploration system. And, of course, you can fight against strong, non-scripted AI through a number of new game mechanisms and battle it out, of course, with other players. On a new simultaneous turn-based engine. That sounds absolutely freaking awesome.
That does.
I just don't like the turn-based business. That loves me some time period games. Love it. Okay. Well, of course, we will have that this actual story up for you, so you can have all the features listed for you, and we'll give you their Facebook, their forum, their webpage, and their Twitter, so you can go and check it out. But for now, if you want to watch the walkthrough of the video, see if it's something you want to check out, it is up on our channel right there on the front page. Yay! And we might be doing some decorating today, so if you're going to go look quick. look real quick. Some redecorating is being done. All right, it is time for a break. And because Ms. Ginger is loving this song so much, and because I'm just feeling like playing it again today, and we run the world anyway, so I might as well just play it again. Remember, you can find this and other news at our website, gamerbrosradio.com, also at gamerbrosradio.com, our Facebook page. Find us. And she hated it. Then when she saw the video, suddenly she loved it. I have to say, I heard the song first, same thing, and I went, this song is stupid. And then when I saw the video, okay, now I get it. It was kind of the same with Single Ladies. I didn't like it till I saw the video. And for those of you, I'm giving some insight a lot for some reason to the guys out there that don't get women. They don't understand when they saw the Single Ladies video. They're saying, well, what is this? Why do you ladies love this song? We're not looking at Beyonce saying, oh God, she's sexy. We're listening to the words, which is what makes Beyonce so genius. You're watching her. She gets the guys to watch because they're looking at her. The girls, because we're hearing what she's saying. So Put a Ring on It is about, you know, look here, guy. You weren't acting right, and now I'm with somebody else. And if you liked it, you should have married me. That's the way it is. We're not looking at her dancing.
Very true. Very true. Not that her dancing isn't hot, but it's one of those, you know what?
You want to play around? Oh, we not.
Mm-hmm. And I love that kind of message. That's what we're sending here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Gamer Girls Radio, Gamermatrix, and I got to stop dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got about 16 seconds live. Remember, you can download and hear the rest of our insanity at blogtalkradio.com/gamergirlsradio in about, 20 minutes. This should be ready to go. And we got some good, juicy news coming up.
We do. We have a certain MMO with an expansion coming out that went live today. And I'm wondering whether or not they're going to give a free trial back to old players or not. Not that, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll contact them.
Well, tell us about it.
All right. Well, I don't know for those of you who played Aeon. I did for a while, and I loved it. I really did until I got to the end game, and then I was like, eh. All right. So NCSoft launches Aeon 2.5, Empyrean Calling, and a 10-day free trial.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Aeon players can experience the brand-new content, play modes, expanded features, and stunningly enhanced graphics in Aeon 2.5. NCSoft, the world's premier publisher and developer of massively multiplayer online games, MMOs, transports players further into Atreia, the war-torn world literally split in two with today's 2100 CEST launch of Aeon 2.5 update, Aeon Empyrean Calling, the next exciting chapter in the epic storyline that continues to encapsulate thousands. Except that y'all had shut down tons of servers and merged them because your player base is leaving. Empyrean Calling provides fantasy role players with requested features and content along with a way to experience it for free as part of a brand new Aeon free trial program. So whether players choose to take on the imposing Belure to disrupt their supply lines, battle through more than 50 challenges in rapid succession with Empyrean Crucible, or jump in for the first time to experience what all the hype is about, Aeon Empyrean Calling features something for everyone. Dominic Wei, brand manager of Aeon, says Aeon's not the same game we launched nearly 21 months ago.
Okay.
Really? 2 years ago? As each update we've released brings players exciting new features and content they've been asking for, and the Empyrean Calling is no exception. The new instances, quality of life updates, and the unique mentor reward system, are only a few of the features players will experience when logging into the game today. And these are game-changing features we are really excited to introduce to our players. The latest update features new content, play modes, areas to explore, and bosses to battle. Here's a sample of the feature players will be able to experience with the update. Esoteric instance. Triumphing over Esoteric, region deprives the Belure of vital resources needed for Tiamat's army to continue the war. Empyrean Crucible, the fast-paced battle arena where groups challenge 10 stages of enemies, each containing 5 successfully difficult rounds, who will be strong enough to survive. Graphics updates, new skills of PvP gear. Players will be able to enjoy 2 new skills, Skillbook and Stigma skills, and 4 custom skills that were added to each class. And while the new internal upgrade PvP armor set and weapons, as well as can acquire the Archon Brigade Generals and Elios the Guardian Brigade General set, cost a significant amount of Abyss points and Platinum medals, players will immediately find they were well worth the investment. There's a new mentor system. Help fellow players who are at least 10 levels lower than you through a mutually beneficial arrangement, leading to rewards for everyone involved. Improved character customization. Select from new face and body presets available, then change facial expression and shapes during character creation. New character animations and upgrade emotes have been added for an extra touch of style. Pet system improvements. Ooh, this is going to be cool. Adopt new pets through quests and new instances. Interact with pets through new emotes, making them happier. Happy pets give gifts. Pets also have a special functionality of their own, which allow them to hold food, drink, and magic items to use automatically on its masters. Oh, that's nice. Furthermore, pets can now loot automatically. No more looting drudgery. That is awesome.
See, I know none of their terminology because I only got to play the Aeon, the version that was at PAX. And I was impressed, but I wasn't that impressed because we didn't come home and play it. Yay!
I may contact them and be like, hey, I want to play.
Give me
some.
I played for a while. Hell, I got a level 40 something, and she was.
You know what? You act like that's an amazing feat for you. It's amazing when I get a level 40 because I play slow. You not so much. You have a level 40 in 2 days.
I'm very competitive. I can't help it.
she is, people. She is. Run for your life, Sean Bowman.
Sean Bowman. Even, you know, games like Second Life, I still find ways to be competitive.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that you that shot me in Assassin's Creed? Because I'm wondering now if you didn't set me up.
No. Wasn't me. I do need to go over there and get my new HUD, though.
Girl, that is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. That day somebody headshot me. I'm in my own house. The animation was hilarious. I just flew up in the air across the room. It was all Matrix. Man.
That is a beautiful game. Beautiful. Every time anybody asks me about playing games in there, I'm like, yes, there are MMOs. There are role-playing games. There are first-person shooters. Well, actually, I guess it's a third-person shooter. But, yes, it's
awesome.
We are
going to be doing a feature. Which I need to talk to you. Let me write that down. I'm talking about that today, too.
All right.
We have a bunch of stuff we have to do.
It's like, you know, isn't Second Life just porn? No. No, it's not. Yes, there is plenty of porn in Second Life. But no, there is a whole world of games out there. Games that just are amazing.
And free for you to play. All you got to do is download it and it gets to work. You can be anywhere, do anything. There's a Lord of the Rings sim even. A lot of people, little known fact. If you feel like being a hobbit.
There is a Zelda sim.
Mm-hmm.
With role-playing game and you kill things and you hack at stuff just like you're playing Zelda on the Wii or the Xbox. Well, actually, did they put Zelda on the Xbox? Anyways, for the PC. Yeah.
It'll never be on the Xbox. You know Nintendo's not giving that one up.
Yeah. Nintendo. All right. So, just like it's on the Wii, it's in Second Life, and it's beautiful. Beautiful. Hyjal. Is it Hyjal?
Hyrule.
Hyrule. There we go. I knew I said it wrong. Hyrule. Yes. Beautiful. The towers there, the castles, everything. It was awesome. It was really kind of neat.
Right.
And they've got a free starter pack for anybody who wants to become Link and go hack and slash stuff.
Or if you want to be an assassin or
sniper. Assassin's Creed is beautiful.
Warrior. I haven't actually been on their sim. I've just been roaming around playing. That's the wonderful thing about Assassin's Creed for people like me who multitask. I can be somewhere building something and playing Assassin's Creed at the same time. So let's see you do that in AN. Let's see you be in AN and be able to play and not have to flip screens. I don't have to flip anything. I just push a button and say, I'm claiming this land for my own.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to Corey. That somebody will come along and try to challenge me for it like that girl did. I think that was you, Ginger.
That was not me, but I'll definitely make sure I start, you know, following you around.
Aren't you a sniper? I believe it was you.
I'm not a sniper. No. I'm a death stalker.
Somebody headshotted me. It was one shot. It was a beautiful shot. I give you that much credit. That was beautiful. I laughed. And you know how it's beautiful? Because I laughed. As if you who played Halo with me know, when you get me good, I cannot stop laughing. And I was dying.
The graphics with that one are just amazing. Well, I say the graphics. The animations. There we go. The animations are amazing.
They did a great job. Okay, we are gushing. We have to have a show. We may have a show, a virtual world show, where we talk about Second Life and other places. But anyway, we got a few more news. One more news, Ginger. Is it my turn?
It is your turn. I just talked about Aeon.
Crap. Well, those of you who were wondering about the Direct-to-Drive Gamefly, I think Ginger mentioned this last week that they were looking at buying. Gamefly was looking at buying Direct-to-Drive.
Yes, I did.
Well, it's official. Game and film rental service Gamefly has confirmed that it has purchased digital distribution outfit Direct-to-Drive from IGN. Right. Although details of the deal remain secret. As part of the deal, IGN parent company News Corp will maintain a minority stake in Gamefly and have a representative on the company board. That explains... Ooh. Okay, yeah. Dang it, I wasn't paying attention to that one. Slipped by me. I got an email in my box about this. I knew it was coming. Crap! Neither News Corp nor IGN will play a direct part in the future running of Gamefly or Direct Drive. This is we're very excited. Come on, people. To bring the D2D team on board at Gamefly and expand our ability to deliver games to consumers. This is from Gamefly CEO David Hottis. Only Gamefly can offer a complete library of physical and digital games for the PC, Mac, and consoles in one place. Currently, D2D has a catalog of over 3,000 games for the Mac and the PC, and they do a fantastic job, I must say. I hope you don't take on some of the crazy Gamefly policies that they have. Gamefly can be a little squirrely.
A little?
Okay, they're a lot squirrely. I love that they contacted me for a game I bought from them and said, can you return it so we can re-rent it? I bought it from you. You took my $50. I am not giving you back my Beyond Good and Evil. I says, I bought it. I says.
y'all are going to get cut. You should take her game.
They were just there. That game is on my shelf now. Get it out of my cold, dead hands. All right. It is time for us to roll out of this piece.
It is. We got works to be doing.
And we hope that we got you over the hump, although we're a little crazy today.
A little crazy. Just a little bit. But you like us crazy.
Yes. Unlike yesterday. We were dead yesterday.
We were. Today, we're all kinds of wound up and bouncing all over the place.
Thank you, Beyonce. Should I do it again?
Do it again. Do it again.
People are going to run from us. I hate that song. But you know what? We don't care because we run the world.
Yes, we do.
See you guys tomorrow.
Later, guys.
Yeah, manana.
Manana!